Executive Contact on 509 WSBT-889 Monitoring.
Hey, John, you was a little scratchy. I didn't quite understand you on your first call.
Yeah, there is a little scratchiness in here somewhat, even with yours, for some reason.
Yeah, it's probably the goofy weather that we've been having.
I figured I'd check in with you and see how you were doing.
Doing a little better, being that it's warmed up some.
Yeah, it has been cold, hasn't it?
Yep, it's definitely been that.
Yeah, so how you been doing?
I've been doing okay. Friday should be my last day of being extremely busy, so should be slowing down for me some, where I can hopefully start going out and doing something.
I hear that. That's supposed to be clear, I guess, but it's going to be cold.
Yeah. It's getting on to winter time, so.
That's that wonderful time of year. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We didn't get to do much work on the duck barn this last weekend, but we got a bunch of stuff coming up this weekend. So, anyway, because we got more ducks ordered and coming in February, so we got to get this duck barn finished.
Dang, did you decide to become duck farmers now?
We've got 24 now, and we ordered another 15, and that's as far as we'll be going.
Yeah, that's good.
I think we've got, let's see, the Kakis, we got 5 drakes. The other batch we got, we ended up with 2 more, and I think the next batch was 2 more, so I think we got 9 drakes and up, so these 15 we ordered are from 3 different breeds, 5 each, and we've got them all, they're all going to be, they'll all be females.
Yeah, I kind of figured you was getting them for the eggs anyway.
We also got people wanting us to raise ducks, and they're wanting to buy ducks, so I don't know. We're contemplating on which way we're going to go. We got a bunch of people after us for a lot of our chickens, too, and yeah, we hatch a lot of them, but we've been keeping most of them and trying to give away the roosters and doing what we can with them, so now we got people after us for chickens too, so I'm not sure which way we want to go yet, but yeah, we're wanting to get away from the standardized jobs and now do our own thing.
Yeah, cost over whatever, you know. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, lately we haven't been worried about the cost. I mean, we've got the money, but, yeah, it's a lot of a hobby, but yet we're leaning toward business, too, so, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, at least the weather's kind of holding out. I mean, even though it's cold, been kind of chilly and stuff, you know. Doesn't really affect the ducks near as much.
But all our coops they're insulated, so we're not too worried about that.
Yeah, Yeah, you got a heat lamp in there too.
We do only while they're feeding. We don't really need it because we got it insulated. So if it gets super cold, if we get like, I don't know, in the real low teens or less than that, then yeah, we've got lights in it that we will use when it gets that low. But other than that, we don't really need to.
Yeah.
All right, Jim, I figured I'd check on you. I hadn't talked to you in a couple of days. But anyway, wanted to check in with you and make sure everything was all right and see how you were doing. We all got to get together one of these days and, yeah, go out to lunch or do something.
Yeah, I've had some people ask me about that. So, yeah, they definitely need to think about doing something like that.
We will. I just got to find the time to do it. All righty, Jim. You know, I'm going to get out of here, head in the house, and start get Dennis started. And imagine Linda's already in there getting started, and we still got work to do afterwards. So you have a good one. We will talk to you after a while. And good talking to you as usual. WSBT 889. We're monitoring.
All right, John, you have a good evening. WRZN 509.